Also, we asked the audience whether or not they've administered a CDK inhibitor to a patient with HER2-positive disease, and a few have, most have not. When we asked you all, a bunch of you have actually done that. You, George, actually haven't done it. Hal, you say you've done it several times.
Well, so as Sarah knows well, when Rich Finn and Dennis Slamon studied the cell lines that were sensitive to CDK4/6 inhibition, it was the ER-positive cells and it was the HER2-positive cell lines. And commercially, the companies all focused on the development of the drugs in the ER-positive space, but there was clear activity in the HER2 overexpressing cells as well. And Shyam Goyal, who's a young investigator in our group, has some lovely animal models where they've shown that CDK4/6 inhibition in combination with anti-HER2 therapy can be effective. So perhaps based on our collective, you know, laboratory experiences at our institutions, we're a little more inclined to try that. I have tried it in sort of smoldering HER2-positive, ER-positive cases. Don't tell the insurance companies about it because you're not supposed to do that. I can't tell you if it's clinically powerful or more particularly whether it'll be better than other anti-HER2 therapies.